The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
And there's the end of the music. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here solo for now. Robin is getting all spruced up for the Delmarva Expo. We'll be headed there today, the Outdoors Expo, to measure some bucks, bears, and stags at the BBS booth there in the main building. So we look forward to seeing you, and make sure you stop by and say hi when you're over there. We'll be there with Chuck Wilcox and his wife. Her name is Buffy, and Robin and I will be there. Hopefully there will be some of you who will bring your deer or will have told your friends to bring their deer to whitetail, sika deer, or black bear skulls to be measured for the next record book, Maryland's Finest, coming up in 2023. You're listening to the Outdoorsman Radio Show on WCBM 680. My name is Alan Ellis, and we've been doing this for a long, long time. Producer this morning is Vern Anderson. Good morning, Vern. Good morning, Vern. How you doing? You're a little low, buddy. I can barely hear you.
Okay, I'm doing pretty well.
Good. Glad to hear that. I'm going to try and turn this up a little bit, see if I can hear you any better. So we're good, I think. Robin is here. She's advising on the side. She's not on the microphone, but she's certainly having her...
Let her presence be known.
Letting her presence be known to me. You're looking good over there, baby. Yes, indeed. So, putting on her nails, and they look nice.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got a little fun. You got a little fundraiser going on, right, for the Talbot County Humane Society, right down the street here. Some good people there, and some friends are in charge. So we try to help them out a little bit from time to time. It's a good organization with lots of adoptions and things like that for pets. So. We like helping them out. Good people here in Talbot County. So, did I say that right? Talbot or Talbot?
I say Talbot.
You say Talbot. You say tomato. I say tomato.
And it's Talbot Humane,
not Talbot Humane Society. Talbot Humane. Okay. Got it. Got you, baby. So.
Awesome.
Good. Glad to hear that. So. We've reached out to the people at CVA as far as giving a muzzleloader away this October, November, and December. We have yet to hear. We're going to follow up with that. We followed up with Chad Scher and some other folks, left messages and voicemails and emails and things like that. So we haven't had anybody in particular get back to us just yet, but we're very confident that we're going to be able to do that. We're just not taking any names today. We'll still have four Saturdays left in October to give away the muzzleloader. So if that all comes through this week, we'll start that next week. We've been doing that for, I think, 12 or 13 years now, which is pretty cool. So, and a lot of folks have won muzzleloaders, and hopefully they're enjoying them and harvesting game with them and, you know, that type of thing, hunting and enjoying their CVA muzzleloader. So we're always glad to support our friends at CVA. Our number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Visited all our sponsors this past week, and we just got caught up with a bunch of them. Our new sponsor, SML Footwear, they're set up at the Delmarva.
Right across from us, aren't they?
Well, they're up the aisle. They're up the aisle. They're 100 feet from us, but they're there. I visited, stopped by their booth yesterday, and saw Martin and Samantha standing outside. It's just full. If that great footwear we promote. We talk about they've got the Grundon stuff, and they've got the Dunlop boots, and so there's something for you to take a look at of those Dunlop rubber boots. They're reasonably priced, and they're just, you know, they're really nice boots. So, huh? And they're socks. Yes, of course they're socks. I just washed up the pack of the socks I got the other day, so they're ready to go. What's that?
I'll get on in just a minute.
You just keep talking over there, but you won't go on the air. Yeah, I know. All right. It's difficult.
I know.
So, anyway, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We welcome your call here to talk about anything you want to talk about. Fishing's been good. A lot of stuff going on in the outdoors. We're just trying to stay caught up. Anything you've heard about, you want to talk about, any wildlife you've seen, any firearms question that you have, we'd be more than glad to talk about that. Trying to see what I might have sent myself over the past couple of weeks to talk about on the air and see what's going on. But, you know, we'll let you folks run the show. You can figure out what you'd like to talk about, whether it's fishing, hunting, the great outdoors, like I said, wildlife you've seen, the bow deer season is moving along quite well. We're seeing a fair amount of deer being taken. The cooler weather the last week or so has helped. Of course, the deer have just shed their velvet recently. They're not into their pre-rut activities, other than I'm hearing from several people who have been seeing deer engaged in not just tickling antlers, but full-fledged battles for territory and dominance. So we're seeing some of that activity out there. Not seeing a lot of deer in the fields yet. They've cut a lot of the corn here on the shore, but the deer are not out during the day like sometimes they do show up during the daytime. The beans are next, but they're not quite there yet. There's a few fields of beans I've seen where the beans are dry and ready to go, but mostly they're cutting the corn. So to me, I think it's a little early for me, but maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I don't know if there's a difference in the way the corn grows now as to when it used to be, but I remember, you know, hunting standing cornfields or long standing cornfields in mid and late October. So I don't know. I do not know. What do you think? What are your observations? Have you been out? Have you been hunting? Have you been fishing? I'd like to hear. We know Captain Don's been doing some fishing. We see he's invited me on a trolling trip the other day, and I wasn't able to make it Thursday. But he was able to pick up a couple of nice fish, from what I understand. Let's talk to Patrick in Ellicott City. Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. So to answer your question, no, I haven't been hunting, but I've been checking my trail cams. I've got a couple of nice looking bucks on the property. Looks good.
Good. Glad to hear that.
This time of year, I miss Sika hunting. So I normally, since 95, I think I started Sika hunting. We would be pretty wrapped up in Sika, but we lost our lease a few years ago. So, So I'm getting to do other things. Tomorrow we're leaving on a tree peepers trip up through New England and doing a wildlife schooner boat ride out of Camden, Maine.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
is that a whale watch or seal watch, or what is it?
I don't know what to expect. Really don't.
Yeah.
Just hope the weather's decent, and whatever we see. It's great.
Sure.
We have three grandsons in Vermont, so we'll drive over there, and Vermont's always gorgeous this time of year.
Nice to hear that. So you've gotten Robin's attention as far as going on the tree peepers route up through New England, because
it's one of my favorite things in the entire world.
Indeed.
Yeah. Indeed. Yeah, we're staying at bed and breakfast one night in Connecticut, three nights in Camden, Maine, and then one night in Vermont.
Nice.
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
I'll send you some pictures.
That'd be great. That would be great. Yeah, we love Maine. I mean, I've hunted in Maine, and I love, you know, Robin and I were in Maine, what, 2 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Pre-COVID. And
I think we're going to finally do our honeymoon in Maine.
Probably.
We've never done our honeymoon because of COVID in Alaska, so.
Well, Robin did the COVID thing. I didn't, but we didn't get to go to Alaska for our honeymoon, so. I think it's we're gonna back off and go to Maine a little bit, maybe spend a little more time out there. So,
yeah, we just got notification that that the restaurants and all are, you know, a little funny now and kind of being strict. So I don't know what to expect, but we'll find out.
I got you. Yep. So,
but yeah, the COVID has changed a lot, I think. So. But we were in Camden, Maine for our 10th anniversary 20 years ago.
Wow.
So we want to check it out to see if we want to go back there for our 30th anniversary in May. So.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Maine's a great place, no question.
We want to go inland some next time. I've been to Southwest Harbor, Bar Harbor, Portland. Kennebunkport was gorgeous.
Yep, Kennebunkport was nice. That's where...
Bush...
No, that's where.
What?
what was her name? The bus driver said she got married there, the singer.
Was it Kennebunkport? No.
Yeah.
I didn't think so.
My wife says Camden, Maine was where Peyton Place was filmed.
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Yep. So, all right.
Now you're making me think. It wasn't Kennebunk because we did the. It doesn't matter. Anyway, we had a great bus driver up there. He was super, and he was being goofy about a bunch of stuff. And
yep. Pat, thanks so much.
Okay.
Have a good one.
Okay.
See you, buddy.
Oh, anybody have any ideas for Cape May, New Jersey, they can tell me today.
That's true, yeah. We got Barry in Sykesville. Okay. Good morning, Barry. How are you doing?
I'm well, sir. How are you?
Doing good. What's up?
Good. Well, first, Kennebunkport has some of the most amazing beaches on Earth, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We went on a little boat ride sightseeing tour that was absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, wow. I stood on the shore. It's not a shore there. It's 30 feet above the water.
That's right.
Imagined a storm and what it must look like there, and that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. I would love it. My my favorite story from Maine, I had some issues with my knee, and I was out there for a trip with my husband, ex-husband, and we went out on this boat, and when you walked out to the boat, you just stepped on the boat, and it was great, right? Went out, did the little tour, and came back, and then when you had to get out of the boat, you had to climb up. I mean, this ramp that was like a 90-degree almost steep angle. I thought, I'll never get up there, you know?
Oh, my.
Yeah, the tides are incredible. There's no question about it. So,
hey, listen, Alan, I just wanted to thank you. It's been so long, I don't know if you'll remember, but my dad, if it's okay to mention his name later, you can tell me, but he's had the Maryland State Freshwater Rockfish record since 2000.
Sure, you can mention his name.
His name's Bob Bruce.
I remember Bob, sure.
Bob, he passed away the end of July at a long fight with pancreatic cancer.
I'm sorry.
Very sorry.
The reason I wanted to thank you is the original mount for that fish was just horrific, and you found out about it somehow through Gary Peters or somebody, and you had a fiberglass mount made for my dad, and. It was just an awesome, awesome thing. The morning that he passed, my one of my son's wife and their two kids were in the Bass Pro Shop at Arundel Mills. And when I texted them to tell him that my dad had passed, they said, well, that's pretty cool because we just stopped by to see Pop-Up in the exhibit they have there. So,
right.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I remember I got that record reproduced and put up on display there. So,
yep. And he has one in his house, and it was an awesome thing you did, and we just wanted to thank you.
That's great.
Thank you. That's a nice kind of call. I love that.
You guys have a great day.
You do the same. Thank you so much, Barry.
All right. Bye-bye.
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 We have Arnold in the Outer Banks, and normally we would have gone to break by now, but let's talk to Arnold since he's been holding and he's out of town. Good morning,
Arnold.
Yeah,
but he's in Outer Banks. Oh.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Morning. How you doing, buddy?
What area of the Outer Banks are you in?
Well, we are we're at Hatteras Village for two nights, and then we're going to make the jump and spend the week at Ocracoke.
I am so jealous. When we went, I hadn't been back for 20-some years, about 20-some years, and I did it every other year for years, and my favorite place is Avon and down from there, okay? That's my, and we were up in Duck for a wedding, which was beautiful, but not my kind of area. I'm Hatteras, Hatteras Village, Avon, Ocracoke, that is just gorgeous.
Yeah, it's kind of neat. We decided to extend our week a little bit, so we stopped at a hotel here in the village, and it's attached to a marina, so I'm like watching all the captains show up and getting their boats going.
Nice.
I know, right where you're at.
Nice.
There's two things on Ocracoke that I loved. There was a ice cream stand that taught me that you could put sweetened condensed milk or cream on a snow cone, and it was absolutely amazing. And then there's a little back road, and I think it's still there. God, I wish I remember the name of it. There's a little itty-bitty back road that parallels the main road, and there's a really neat little gift shop back there in the woods that you can barely see, and it's just awesome.
Yeah,
but I can't remember the name.
Yeah, we've been doing Ocracoke for 15 years, although 2 years ago we went up to Corolla in the four-wheel drive horse area, and that was kind of neat, but, you know, you had to plan your whole day around the tides coming and going from the house.
Right.
I think I like it down here better.
Me too. And the traffic getting in and out of Duck and Corolla, and it was horrible.
It really was.
In the fall, it wasn't so bad. But
yeah. Kirk took Lighthouse is pretty cool. I mean, that's where the wedding took place, right in front of the lighthouse, and that was.
Oh yeah, and that's the Whalehead Club.
Yep, nice.
But it was so funny because Alan, I don't think he was getting what I love about down there because he was all up in the congested part. And so one day I took him for a ride, and the minute I rode over that Oregon Inlet Bridge, my blood pressure went down 10 points.
That's more what I was looking for.
You
in the
just
Outer Banks.
Feel relaxed.
Not the resort type mentality, hustle bustle, that stuff. Didn't like that.
Well, mine starts going down when I cross the Wright Bridge, and then it just continues until it's time to come back. And
there you go.
It's an amazing feeling, isn't it?
I love it here. But I wanted to give a shout out to Alan, who got a shout out 2 weeks ago. I took the hunter education instructor course, and there was a gentleman from DNR named Phil. And
Phil Norman, yeah, good buddy. Yep.
And one of the first questions he asked in the morning: who here listens to Alan Ellis and the Outdoorsman Radio Show? So I raised my hand, and I'm looking around, and it looks like I just volunteered for a really bad detail because I'm the only one to raise my hand.
Right. That's funny.
And, no, he used the – a while back he had a guy call in that wanted to hunt or had done some hunting, but it didn't sound like he was licensed. And,
right.
And before things got sideways, he said, well, you know, you should take a hunter education course. And so he kind of – he, like, built his whole introduction around that phone call.
Oh, nice.
Oh, that's neat. I love Phil. Cool. He's great.
Yep. Yep. Hunted with Phil for 17 or 18 years out at the Howard County management program there in the Howard County Parks. So.
Yeah, he mentioned it often.
I got it. Okay. Sounds good. Cool.
But anyway, I didn't get a chance to listen in or call last week, but I just wanted to let you know. And then it's always a treat to call you from down here.
Well, I appreciate that.
Oh, I think it's great. You've got me jealous again. I'm ready to go back.
And if I catch anything worth bragging about, although it looks like the weather's going to get sideways on it next week, but
yeah.
If I catch anything worth bragging about, I'll give you a call Saturday.
Sounds like a plan.
Sounds perfect. Good luck.
All right, folks.
Thanks, Arnold. Take care, buddy.
Day. Thanks for taking the call.
Indeed.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Hey, you know, early muzzleloader season is right around the corner, October 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, and I will be vanished, you know, except for doing the radio show on the 23rd. That is my absolute favorite season of the year, that early muzzleloader season. I've taken a lot of good bucks in early muzzleloader season. I enjoy the weather. I enjoy the deer movement pre-rut. Well, where you can find a complete selection of muzzleloading equipment, muzzleloaders, powder bullets, pellets, cleaning supplies, and accessories is Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. They carry Thompson Center muzzleloaders, the Pro Hunter, the Impact, the Bone Collector, the Strike, the Encore. All the models that Thompson Center makes are in stock at Clyde Sports Shop. So why not stop by and visit today? That's 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. The phone number is 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108. Firearms, licenses, gunsmithing, and scope mounting. It's Clyde's Sports Shop. Yes, it is. You know, fall has officially arrived. And Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is waiting for your visit. There are a lot of good weekends ahead till the weather gets really, really cold. There's plenty of good, I mean, the crabs are fat. You can have a nice crab feast in the backyard. You can have some hot dogs and hamburgers. It's nice to grill out in the evening. So put some, you know, put some stuff on the grill. But before you do, head to Backyard Billy's where, on Kent Island, where their logo is Making Backyards Fun. Their slogan, I guess, is better than a logo. Giant selection of colorful, weatherproof poly outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially those Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50, Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets, great Christmas present for the kids, storage sheds, free setup and delivery within 60 miles, and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. So inside the showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills, the pellet grills, you know, you set it and forget it, by Traeger, ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg are at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings to warm up those chilly fall evenings when you want to have a little fire in the backyard. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week, Route 50, Exit 44, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. And we'll be right back after these messages.
You need to discover SML Footwear in Millersville. It's at 401 Headquarters Drive along Veterans Highway. That's right off Interstate 97. SML Footwear carries Dunlop rubber boots in several styles for hunting or for work. If you need deck boots, SML Footwear has Grundon's footwear and Grundon's rainwear, too, so you can dress like a waterman. And the display walls at SML Footwear are covered in thousands of socks. Insulated, wool, hunting, work, diabetic, and everyday socks for men, women, and youth with Fox River socks and Carolina Ultimate socks that are made right here in the USA. All socks are 25% off at SML Footwear. Yes, 25% off with custom and bulk ordering available. SML Footwear also offers a 10% discount to police, fire, military, and first responders. Search SML Footwear online or Facebook. Stop by right off Interstate 97 or call 443-685-3779. That's 443-685-3779. Your feet will love you. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee,
but we do in Easton.
We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our draft cards down on Main Street. cause we like living right and being free. We don't make a party out of loving, but we like holding hands and pitching wood. We don't let our hair grow long and shaggy like the hippies out in San Francisco do.
Alright.
I love that song.
Let's talk to Glenn over there in Chestertown.
Hey, Glenn.
Glenn called early today. Good morning, Glenn. How you doing?
Hey, Alan, Robin. How you doing?
Doing well. How
doing
about
great.
You?
That's good. You say getting a little cooler in the morning here.
It is getting cooler. You're
That's
right.
My favorite part.
Yeah.
How about you? What's going on with you?
I can't wait. Got a hectic day today.
Got a what?
No, a hectic day.
Oh, a hectic day. I got it.
Founders going one way, far fast going the other way. Not going to be very far apart, but just a couple of different things. And I was talking to my nephew.
Right.
Over the week, and he said a friend of his shot a couple of squirrels, and they had worms in the meat.
Really?
Ew.
Wow, don't want to hear that.
No, I know. This I'm making now, I guess, because it wasn't, well, hadn't got cool enough yet.
Right.
Would you say that just because of the heat we had?
I don't know. I mean, I've taken squirrels that have what they call warbles on them, and they're harmless pretty much, if that's what he's talking about. But, you know, if it looks bad and he doesn't want to eat them, I'm sorry to hear that. So just, you know, unfortunately, you know, you would have to discard that. So I don't know what the official word is on squirrels like that, but it would remain sad if you did go out and take some squirrels and anticipate some stew, and then you find something like that. So I'm not a warm weather anything hunter, you know. Geese, I mean, I've done the early goose season a few times when I lived over on the other side, but haven't done it since I've lived here. But when the weather's just too warm, it's just too warm, you know.
So, yep.
So anyway, have you been deer hunting?
No, I haven't. Actually, no, I went dove hunting the other day, but at the time before, I saw that one deer, but
yeah.
I didn't see any deer anyway.
Got it. Got it. Well, their activity's picking up a little bit as they start moving around for the breeding season. So you'll probably start seeing a few more.
Mm.
Let's hope, right?
Yep. That's for sure.
Yes, indeed.
And everybody good?
Yeah, everybody here's good.
Hanging in there every day.
Grandkids are good. In-laws are good. So,
yeah.
Yep. So, everybody's good, you know, waiting for the weather to just get right for bow hunting for me. And like I said, that the big days for me are the early muzzleloader season. I just love muzzleloader hunting. So, you know. But that's me. Everybody has different things they do. Some people like hunting with a recurve. Some people like hunting with a compound. Some people like hunting with a longbow. Some people like hunting with a crossbow.
You just plain like to hunt.
Some people like to hunt with flintlocks. Some people like to hunt with percussion caps. Some people like to hunt with modern inlines. Some people like to hunt with slug guns. Some people like to hunt with straight wall cartridges. Some people like to hunt with center fire rifles. I'm making a point here. Okay, I know. Just calm down over there. The point is, we like to hunt. We're all in the same thing together. We need to stop saying, "Oh, you crossbow hunter, that's the easy way out." Or, "Oh yeah, I'd never shoot a deer with a rifle." Or, anything like that. We just need to get along as hunters. That's all. Doesn't matter what the equipment is. Doesn't matter what you choose to use. Right?
Yep.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
I like to have all of it.
Yeah, I know. I want to know how many people out there have to reschedule their grandchildren / children's birthdays around first day of muzzleloader, first day of shotgun, first day of...
A lot.
Whatever.
A lot.
I mean, we figured out one and both of them, my son-in-law and him, well, that's first day of muzzleloader. Well, wait, can we switch it to this day? That's first day of shotgun. None of us will be there. I'm like... This is the kid's second birthday, and it's her first birthday. We're going to even put them together, so you only have to come once.
Fine, do it a different day. Do it on a Wednesday. Nobody cares about a Wednesday.
That's because everybody's working on a Wednesday.
Well, yeah, well, the babies aren't working on a Wednesday.
I'm not talking to you anymore.
Thanks for the call, Glenn.
Glenn, you have a wonderful day.
Good luck out there.
Yeah.
I bet Glenn doesn't make his grandchildren reschedule their birthdays.
Robin.
Huh?
Are you finished?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, good.
It was fun, though.
Yeah, I know. Oh, good grief. Oh, my goodness. Well, that was fun. So, yeah. Where were we? What were we talking about? Oh, the geese are starting to show up, starting to come in. The migrators are starting to show up bit by bit, a little at a time. You hear them, you know, coming in the evenings and that type of thing, which is pretty cool. Seeing more and more in the fields and more on the water. And so we're just anticipating that. Excuse me, that season and everything that goes with that. I just like fall. I just love fall. I can't wait till leaves start to fall. And which is coming soon, and turn colors, and, you know, it's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful time of the year. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So it is. So I mentioned, you know, a week or so we were at Macrotech Archery Pro Shop, and Len and Corey worked on not only my bow, but... What are you doing over there, sweetie?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But my grandson Jacob's bow as well. He inherited kind of a bow that that fits him really, really well. It's a full size adult bow. His youth bow, by the way. If anybody knows a worthy youth that could use a bow, we have one that we can make available. It's a nice little PSE youth model. So. For somebody, you know, who's a teenager or, you know, just starting into it, we can work with that. But anyway, Macrotech Archery Pro Shop, located at 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach, carries Matthews, including the new V3, Bowtech Diamond, and Hoyt, and now the PSE Evo line for dealers only. You bow hunters know what that is. That's an exclusive line just for the independent dealers. Crossbows include Mission, Raven, and 10-point, and they tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. Choose your arrows and accessories, and all of those will be mounted professionally and correctly, and arrows will be cut right. If you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have on the indoor range. Len Marsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians. Beginners, die-hard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len and Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me on my crossbow, and as I mentioned just recently, on our compounds. And the bow technician, Corey, top-notch, no question. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and it breaks, Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours, Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. A loaner, that's right. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10-point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. Stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road, Riviera Beach. Visit MacrotechArchery.com or their Facebook page. Phone number, easy to remember, 410-789-7777. 410-789-7777. Macro knows bows. And we'll be right back after these messages.
First weekend of October, looking fantastic, especially if you like the warmer side of things. We're a good 10 degrees warmer than average today. 81 degrees this afternoon, low tonight 59. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, even warmer, up into the mid-80s tomorrow. Rain just about every day next week. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbenders most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbenders sharpens everything. Burbenders is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewaters, open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbender specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbender's. You won't be sorry. Burbender Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Stay connected and informed. Download the WCBM 680 mobile phone app for your smartphone at WCBM.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
When the green of the corn stalk begins to turn brown, and when the time for the goldenrod bloom comes around, that's when I look to the hills, for I know soon I'll walk there again with my arrow and bow. When the fruit of the white oak is ready to fall, and when the hummingbird feels that old Mexico call, and when tears touch the cheeks of my sweetheart, she knows soon it's farewell to her man with
Yarrow window. Vernon, do we have any callers on the line? No. All right. Well, let's get a phone call or two in here. 410 WCBM 680, 410 922 6680. We would love to hear from you and anything that you might have to say. If you're headed out to go on hunting this morning in your car and you're listening, give us a call here, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. If anybody out there has thoughts about bringing one of their nice deer to be measured today at the Delmarva Outdoor Show, we are measuring deer to qualify for the record book called Maryland's Finest, coming out in 2023. It'll be the second edition. Anybody would like to purchase a current record book that was published in 2020, 30 years of records, 3,000 names, 200 pictures, and stories about all Maryland's top deer, check our website out, bucks-bears-stags.com, bucksbearsstags.com. And we'll have some news forthcoming on that in about a month or so on the status of Bucks, Bears, Stags. It's pretty exciting stuff. So we are happy to talk about that later on. Anyway, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Robin, do you have anything to say?
I'm good.
When are you going to take up bow hunting?
When you learn to crochet.
Gotcha. Good one. Good answer, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, good
Everybody
answer.
Has their own loves.
That's true. That's true. I do kind of like that felting thing, though, that you do.
So do I. As soon as the kids are a little older, I'm going back to it.
Back to felting?
Uh-huh. The needles are just too dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they're not at their age right now.
Yeah, I mean, a crochet needle is not that
sharp.
Scary or sharp, but a felting needle is...
It's like getting a fish hook stuck in you with the barbs.
Yeah, we don't want to do that. We do not want to do that, so anyway... Well, we've got some text here. Let's see who we got on the line. Oh, that's Vern. Yes, he says nice. Gotcha. And what did you send? What is that?
Oh, I animated your fish that you caught.
You animated it?
Uh-huh. I just found this new app.
Grief. What? It's not doing anything.
It's just moving.
Okay.
It's got motion.
That's nice. That's a nice fish,
I know,
by the way.
I'm strange.
Let's talk to Chris over here on Maryland's Eastern Shore. Good morning, Chris. How you doing, buddy? Hello, Chris.
Hello, Chris. Bye, Chris.
No, I think I hear Chris in the background.
I don't hear Chris.
Hey, Vern, do you have Chris on the line? He's punched up. Chris, are you there? Oh, he's got his radio on. We're on delay.
Oh.
Okay. Well, sorry, Chris. Couldn't get your call to come up. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Try again. Feel free to call back. We'd love to hear from you. So let's see what happens there. Oh, my goodness. Can't wait to see Chuck and Buffy today. Chuck,
me either.
Chuck's going to be measuring. I don't know. Maybe you and Buffy want to take a trip out and do some antiquing or something like that. I know
we'll see how it goes.
I know you like to, sign in the people when they do that.
Only because if I don't do it, I end up having to fix all the problems later.
Got it. Let's talk to Wayne. Good morning, Wayne. How are you? Hello, Wayne.
Yeah, okay. I'm here.
Oh, hi, Wayne.
Yeah, how you doing, ma'am?
We're doing good. What's on your mind, Wayne?
It's a question I want to ask. Have you ever heard of the Oil Gun Club?
No.
There used to be a gun club down off on Frederick Road and Fire Hill Avenue.
Uh-huh.
In Baltimore.
Okay.
Well, I was just starting, you might know, because when I was a young boy, I used to go back up there and put them clay pigeons in there.
Oh, yeah?
And the machines, they would fire them out there, and the guys would shoot them.
Yeah. No, never heard of it, buddy.
Yeah, so overall, it's been a long time.
Sure.
Now, that's all I want to know, man.
Okay, well, I wish I'd know more about it, so thanks for the call. All right, buddy, we'll talk later. Thanks. Hey, folks, Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors in Edgewater, the hunting department is filling up fast. The Matthews and Hoyt compound bows and Mission 10 Point and Wicked Ridge crossbows are all sitting there waiting for you. Large selection of arrows and broadheads and attractants and scents and even a brand of camo clothing called Habit. Very reasonable priced. You can try your archery skills on the Monster Video shooting walls, and they have deer corn, too. The Waterfowl Department has decoys, blind bags, and ammo. Now, Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors is located at 3137 Solomon's Island Road on the northbound side near Advance Auto Parts. Phone number is 410-956-0300. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors not only has hunting, but they have everything you need for recreational commercial crabbing and freshwater, tidal, and bay fishing tackle, too. For more information, call 410-956-0300 or visit www.baycountrycrabbingsupply.com, baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. Hey, attention, watermen, bring your license. You'll get a discount. Bay Country Crabbing and Outdoors. Backyard Billies. Yes. Do you have a hole in the wall in your house that you sometimes refer to as a fireplace that you really don't use? Well, we had one of those, too. It's back here in the back room, and we fixed that hole in the wall thing when we visited and decided on putting in a new gas fireplace insert from Backyard Billy's Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island. Robin and I selected an Enviro EX35 model gas fireplace insert, and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation, and they've provided us with friendly and knowledgeable follow-up and service as well. We both enjoy the beauty, the convenience, and the remote control and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Now, look, you may have heard about Toyota and a couple other car companies having some issues getting some cars built because of the shortage of computer chips. Well, guess what? There's one in your gas fireplace insert, and you might want to think about getting one now before, you know, the worldwide shortage of computer chips delays the delivery of your new insert. Well, they've got them in stock, so act now while supplies last. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you'll be ready for the coming cold weather. BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500, 410-827-4500, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. And we'll be right back after these little
messages. The Delmarva Outdoors Expo is coming October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd to the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington, Delaware, with activities for the whole family to enjoy. Fishing and hunting vendors of all kinds, mouthwatering food at the food trucks, the spectacular duck dogs competition, deer and bear measuring by bucks, bears, stags. Test your skills on the firearm simulator. Open Friday 4 to 9, Saturday 9 to 6, and Sunday 9 to 4. Admission is just $5 with a $10 weekend pass. Youth 12 and under are free. Now, tickets are available at the door or for pre-purchase online at www.delmarvaoutdoorsexpo.com. And if you're a vendor, feel free to inquire. The Delmarva Outdoors Expo, October 1st, 2nd, and 3rd at the Delaware State Fairgrounds in Harrington. See you there. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex Bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called Value Guard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right. Well, we don't have time for White Lightning, but we do have time for Stan and his car phone. Good morning, Stan. How you doing, buddy? I mean, unless they call you White Lightning, I'm not sure.
No, not anymore. I mean, I don't think it must have been about 15, 17 years ago on the Eastern Shore. Happened to meet a trooper over there that Mama said if she ever hears his name again, it's over.
So, I hear you.
I got a good morning, Mr. Allen. Good morning, Miss Robin.
Good morning.
Hey.
Hey. They're in the background.
Yeah.
I got an idea. I was just listening to the beginning of the show. If you can't get a hold of CVS.
CVA. CVS is right CVA. Up the street. That's where we get our prescription.
Yeah, I can stop that right about now.
That's
I
all right.
He's such a smart.
I think they switched me out. Somebody, I heard some rumor about decaf. I might have to have this stuff checked. Anyway, I got some of that Black Rifle. I'm dying to try. I think they switched me up. instead of the rifle.
Yeah.
What about a down home Eastern Shore homemade set down to breakfast meal prepared by the missus?
Sure, that'll work.
I would love to. I wish my back would allow me to.
I would definitely go off route for that. I'd beat up one of those Eastern Shore drivers to get over there for that.
There you go. We'll see what works out.
You like Scrapple?
Oh, what kind?
It depends. I like some of the local Scrapple, like the Amish Scrapple. We have Rapa. I mean, all the normal, we'll do that.
Greensboro.
Rapa.
Yeah.
But what kind do you like?
I was raised a city boy. We grew up, I don't know if I can mention the name or not, but you can believe it. We were brought up on SK. It was everywhere.
Oh, really?
I've never had it.
Never had SK scrub.
Yeah.
No.
Good luck. I don't know. I'm not a Rapa man myself.
Right.
He's kind of. It doesn't. It just doesn't have a little. It doesn't have an own for me. But
do they still have SK, or is that gone?
Some of the homemade best I ever had. A gentleman down there at Southern Maryland, right off of 2x4, heading toward Calvert Cliffs. He used to make it himself, and I'm here to tell you, he almost had a roommate for the rest of his life.
I would love to find that. I'll have to get you some of our. We have one that's made in Sudlersville that we like a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love some homemade. I hear the music in the background. Are you?
Yep, you're right.
We'll see you, Stan.
We're listening. All stay well. We'll see you in a little bit.
You too.
Keep your shiny side up, buddy. Thanks.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, and come visit us at the Delmarva Expo at the Delaware State Fairgrounds.